right, Will, you got to tell me who that is. That is the Frankie Avalon, maybe? Who is that?
This is a tough one. It's Redbone. They're a Native American band.
No, I would have never guessed it in a million years. Anyway, let me tell you about the Patterson Tax Service. In case you missed yesterday's show, you missed some big news. Matter of fact, I played golf yesterday with a tax attorney, and we're talking about this. So right now, for small business owners, you do an incredible big deal for you with the Big Beautiful Bill coming up, that you can start a wellness program for your company, and you can save $100 a month per employee. That employee gets to keep more out of their paycheck every single week or month, or however you do it, and you get to save money in the end. It is a great deal. Also, over 65 and over now, itemized or the standard deduction, $6,000 additional dollars there. If you're buying an American car, your interest, you can write that off. I mean, there's all kinds of new things going on with the Big Beautiful Bill and the tax code changing and all the tax breaks changing. So that's why you got to plan with the Patterson Tax Service. If you're a small business owner right now, he's saying that for a small business that has like 30 employees, it can make a $50,000 difference per year for you. And so that's worth your time to call the Patterson Tax Service to find out about. PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Call Russell Patterson, call Donnie Patterson, call the good folks there. Learn more about the Big Beautiful Bill and what it all means at the Patterson Tax Service. To our guest lines, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com joins us. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Hope you guys are as well.
We are. We have a Strelo enrolled at the University of Notre Dame. And we had a very proud dad that went up and visited last week for the Southern Cal Notre Dame game, man. How was that?
That was fantastic. You know, I went up with three of our kids, or convened with, because another is up in college elsewhere, who hadn't been to Notre Dame. And just, you know, I love a rainy, kind of miserable football environment. it wasn't Notre Dame at Clemson a couple of years ago a decade ago now. By any means, but just kind of, you know, I don't really ever get the experience of sitting in the stands, you know, doing any kind of walking around tailgates, kind of doing the fan thing. So just kind of doing that with your kids and seeing them have fun and just kind of having a good environment and seeing the being a part of kind of rivalry, vitriol. It was a blast. That's one that I'll keep with me for a while.
Have you been to Notre Dame Stadium for a game in the past?
I had. I'd been to the Louisville game last year.
Okay. How is Notre Dame Stadium? How's the crowd, the energy, atmosphere? How is it compared to what we know in the South, specifically, say, at Clemson?
Oh, you know, I think it is good. I think it doesn't really compete with peak Clemson and I've been to a lot of all the relevant SEC venues. You know, big games, I think, in the South are louder throughout the course of a game. You don't need as much manufactured kind of music and stuff like that. You know, I thought the crowd is good, and certainly, you know, the atmosphere in and around the game, and USC kind of brings out a little something different there in people, but. Yeah, I don't think it necessarily matches peak level big game Clemson or some of the other kind of bigger name SEC schools. I think I do think there is something to be said for, you know, it's just a different dynamic within the South in college football.
How about the national rivalry? Like, I understand why they're rivals, but, like, were there a bunch of Southern Cal fans there? I mean, Notre Dame, I imagine, you know, there's a national fan base. So when Southern Cal goes to L.A., you kind of get that. I'm not sure if Southern Cal has a national fan base. Did you see Southern Cal? Was it the vitriol you talked about, maybe, with the Southern Cal fans there?
It was, I think, the presence you saw around campus throughout the day was a lot stronger than you anticipated. You know, I think they were able to kind of, you know, whether buy their way in. There wasn't a section of 7,500, you know, tickets that kind of stood out. And it's kind of interesting to see the band kind of stuck way high in the stands. But there were more USC folks there than I anticipated that day, yes.
All right. Level of play. You're on the field for Clemson games. Can you tell how much better is Southern Cal, how much better is Notre Dame than Clemson right now, talent-wise?
You know, I think we're that's a great and perhaps leading question. You know, I think it was interesting to for me, it was interesting on a couple of elements too. One, juxtapose Lincoln Riley offense, which you can not that I hadn't seen before, but kind of at a current state, which I thought was going to be pretty good. You know, seeing a lot of the similarities, both in scheme and run game, but also when they needed a short yard, they weren't able to get it time and again. And just kind of the identity and what they had to go to in short yardage situations, which I think has been kind of a big hiccup for this team, not only for play calling, but I think because of personnel. But there's also how much does system kind of breed certain things. You know, there's long been a reputation for air raid. You know, I think USC has a really good quarterback and a couple of good receivers. And, you know, I think – I don't know that personnel-wise USC is all that different from what Clemson is. And Notre Dame is built differently in terms of what they've got. You know, I think when you've got probably the best running back combo and the best running back in the nation, you know, there's just a different – the run game looks a lot different. And I think you can see the subtleties in what it's like to have an elite running back versus a guy named like an Adam Randall who has played well or has had some good snaps at running back. But there's a difference in what he does versus what some of the top guys do. And so that really kind of stuck out. You know, Notre Dame, I think also what really sticks out is at corner. Or really in the secondary, different body types that they've got in the secondary, particularly at safety, but corner they've got a number of long-armed 6'1", 6 foot, 6'2" guys that allow them to play man, and so you just see a lot of different capabilities in what they do. So I think personnel wise, you could see more of a difference in what Notre Dame fields. Defensively and at running back, and then otherwise, just some of the other dynamics that I mentioned.
All right, Paul. I take it you've seen the Clemson SMU game then since you returned home.
Yes.
Okay. Whew, this is tough. I made the statement the other day.
You want to pull that Band-Aid off again?
Yeah, I want to rip it off for you. I made the statement the other day that Clemson had 10. I think it's 11 though. When I say 11. Safeties and nickel, and I'm going to add the corners to this. They've got 17 defensive backs on scholarship, and in my opinion, if all 17 decided they wanted to come out and could come back next year and all want to transfer, and if I'm the defensive back coach at Northwestern or Boston College, like two of the top, you know, these are number 70 through 90 teams in the country, I think I would take Terrell, I think I would take Hampton. I think I would take Barnes. I'm not sure I'd take any of the other 14 in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that this is the most unathletic looking, slowest, most unathletic group of secondary players I've seen since 1974 here at Clemson. And how off base am I? Maybe even how many of those guys am I missing on?
You know, they're. I think from the results that we see on the field, I don't dispute that. I do think there is just a general malaise that has affected a lot of players and everybody. And so, like, I don't know that you would have, for example, I don't know that you'd have included Ashton Hampton in that based on his first couple of games this season. But I think I thought he played really well against SMU. I just think there are some players in there that if you get the right, better circumstances around them, that things could be better. And so that's where it's tricky. I do agree with the overall premise that I think there, you know, particularly at safety, there are a lot of guys on that depth chart who are not Clemson level. And I think at corner, you've got a shortage of guys. I still want to, like, I still think Corian Gibson can be a player. You know, do I think that Ricardo Jones is playing particularly well right now? No. And that certainly speed does jump out. But I'm not convinced that there isn't, you know, a player there by the end of his career. I don't mind him being there on the depth chart. Should he be the starter? You know, I think that is a reasonable question right now. I think Ronan Hanifin has a place on your football team, that with more time, more coaching, and maybe depending on where, you know, is he a safety? Is he a linebacker type? You know, I think that's, you know, I still kind of like having him there now. You know, more time and development is a key aspect there. So I think your overall premise is correct. I do think they need to add to both places, and particularly at safety, find some guys that you feel better about as starter quality. You know, this is a game now where, and it has been for the last couple years, where they shifted from bigger safety types to, you know, almost, you know, glorified corners sometimes in what you've got at safety, more coverage guys, and, you know, upgrading the athleticism and speed and change of direction ability, I think, is paramount at that position. But your overall premise is correct. I think they need more corners, which I think they have known for a little while, and things have just kind of increasingly got depleted as recruiting. They've lost one or two guys the last couple of years that they've had committed and have shown to be, you know, particularly Grayson Littleton, who's at Texas, shown to be a really good player, and they haven't been able to fill those spots. So, yeah, I think that's the position foremost where you need more in numbers who you know can play.
All right, if I gave you the sign-off on this, and I told mm-hmm. you I want to bring in six defensive backs in the portal, would Paul Shiller sign off on that number?
I just don't think you could attract six quality ones to do that. You know, I think if you want to bring in two safeties, and depending on, you know, there are some circumstances as far as, all right, is Avion Terrell coming back? Now, personally, I doubt that he is. I don't have any information necessarily saying that, to be clear. You know, I think the trajectory for him has long kind of been kind of three and done. So, and there are other variables on, like, who else is coming back. But I think you can bring in one corner who is starting quality to pair with Ashton Hampton. You hope to bring along a Gibson and kind of have the numbers there. Two safeties, I think, is probably more realistic. So I think, for me, the number would be really if you could bring in four defensive backs, and maybe I'm thinking even a nickel type in there as well who could handle that. You know, because they don't have that right now unless Khalil Barnes is it, and we don't know really if Khalil Barnes is it. I think four, for me, is the more realistic, hopeful number.
All right, I'm going four plus a nickel, then. I'm going five. I'll let you off with five, then. How about that? now, tell me, there is news.
You see, Clemson's bringing in three high school corners. Clemson's going to bring in three high school corners. And so I think the numbers there, you know, probably preclude them from. I think you're going to play one of those guys at least, if not two, as your backups. Oh, you know. So I think that's part of. You got to bring in guys who are going to be satisfied with their roles, and you're not going to get a ton of transfers who, you know, can look at it on paper and go, "All right, there just aren't enough snaps here for me. You know, I'm coming into play."
All right. With that said, then the five commitments that they have in the secondary right now, I think that's a slight upgrade than the last couple of classes. Is that fair, too? I mean, those safeties look like pretty good, you know, much more athletic than what we've seen, you know, and a little bit of a different body than what we've seen. Is that fair?
I think that is fair. I do think there is particularly help on the way in that regard. really like, you know, Blake Stewart's having a great year. I think for me, he profiles best in that nickel role because I think he's more, he can play corner, a coverage guy. I think he's going to get thrust in there pretty quickly. I really like Kentavion Anderson from Dorman. You know, I could see him. You know, I think it's a lot to ask a true freshman to go be on the back end and trust and depend on him early. But I think by the end of next season, you know, second half of next season, could he be a two-deep guy? I think that's possible based on depending on who all you've got back. And then I think they really like Caden Gephardt as a more of an in-the-box, a safety who can come down. He's not the biggest guy, but I think he, you know, brings some of the toughness and physicality they're looking for. So, and then you know, we've talked this morning about a big corner that they are trying to or on our site bringing in, a former Penn State commitment who's coming in for an official visit soon. So he could be the big corner, a developmental guy still, but they all are. To go, you know, to have with Shavar Young and Marcel Gibson at corner. So there, you know, there are going to be some options, at least for depth and young guys for them, that will, again, test your development. You know, that is a big part of what Clemson has sold for a while, and they were really good at it for a number of years. And I think that's part of the deal here is I think there are good players at Clemson who can exceed what we've seen so far. But getting the process back to where you're able to tap into it is a key component to this.
All right, you've got an awful lot on the site right now. You've alluded to a couple of that, and there's much, much more. An open date still means you don't get an open date. We don't let you off, Paul. Tell us about TigerIllustrated.com, what's coming up, and how folks can subscribe.
Yes, Clemson, we've identified four different high schoolers really over the last week that Clemson is involved with for this class. An update this morning on a new name that we bring to light that Clemson is looking to bring in and bring in soon for an official visit. Battling Michigan for a linebacker target right now who's just come back on the market and looking to see if they can add a defensive line. So still more to go with this high school class as well as what their high school pursuits mean for transfer portal. And numbers and things that they are currently factoring in there. So, you know, with the final month left, you see a lot of this starting to take shape, both the high school recruiting as well as transfer portal. And we've got a ton of coverage on it.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. I'm glad they let you come past the Mason-Dixon line. Glad to have you back home, buddy, and look forward to visiting with you, maybe about some official or unofficial visitors for the Duke game next week. Paul, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, sir.
All right, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Kathy Turner. Kathy is here to help us raise money for Tigers for Tatas. She is a two-time cancer survivor. I want to ask her about that story when you come back for so much more right after this.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
One bag at a time makes a big difference. Help clean up Anderson County one bag at a time. If every household countywide collects one bag of litter from your neighborhood, imagine how much better it would be for everyone. All we're asking of you is one bag at a time. Make it a fun project for your family or your neighborhood. What a difference we can all make. Anderson County Solid Waste will provide cleanup supplies. Just call 260-1001 to report bags and request supplies, one bag at a time.
It's bow time. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you can say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today. It's bow time.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with a dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
My Nico song. Nico's doing well, man. Nico's got a big one. Got UCLA and Indiana coming up. So the Bruins and Indiana, the biggest game of the day maybe, coming up on Saturday. Appreciate you playing, Nico. Let me tell you what we are, what we're doing. We are at Eggs Up Grill in Seneca. Had a nice crowd come out. We've got some T-shirts and bands and hats, raising money for Tigers for Tatas and Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. And we're awfully blessed to have Miss Kathy Turner joining us now. Good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
When we have food in the upstate, you probably people have fed my family many, many times. I want to thank you for all that and all those great meals through it all. But I want to talk to you about your personal deal. You're a two-time cancer survivor.
I am.
How about
I
that?
I am.
Tell me about the first time.
The first cancer was breast cancer.
Okay. How long ago was this?
That's been about, that's been at least 15 years ago.
Okay.
And then I had another kind of cancer.
Okay.
But on the breast cancer, that was a surprise. Okay. I had no clue. I had not done the right thing, so I want to be that person that whoever in your audience has put off something needs to do it.
Yeah.
They need to go have a mammogram. They need to have a checkup. They need to check themselves. There's several things you could do. I'm going to tell you my story right quick.
Okay.
My doctor had retired. I had been a great trip. Joe and I had been somewhere, and so he'd been retired for a year, so I hadn't been to the doctor in a year. So I decided to get I found a doctor, to make a long story short. And I'm only telling you this to tell you this. I go, and I have lost all my insurance cards. I know you say, well, Kathy, how do you lose insurance cards? I had misplaced this wallet somewhere, and I was horrified that I didn't have insurance cards. So I go to the counter, to the young woman at the counter of this particular doctor, and I say, I think I need to make another appointment because I cannot find my insurance cards. Now, I was wise enough to know better than that there would be a way. But I remember what she said. She said, Ms. Turner, you may do that. You may make another appointment. She said, but I will find your insurance. You're in the system. You've come to Greenville. At that time, it was Greenville Memorial Hospital.
Right.
There will be plenty of it. I'll tell you that for this. That young woman made a difference. I was at Greenville Memorial Hospital in 2 weeks with surgery.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, the importance, this is just a whole nother philosophy of mine. The person that meets you at that front desk always needs to be one of your strongest people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because they're seeing people and they're very vulnerable. They either cannot find an answer, they don't know where to go, or they just are going to run. I was going to run.
Yeah.
So first, to be intentional.
Yeah.
There are ways to detect it. We have champions. We have heroines all through this community that fight this tooth and nail, I'm telling you. And we need to do everything we can to eradicate it. And it is growing. And this is bizarre to me. We just need to eradicate it because it changes people's lives.
My dad had melanoma, stage 2 melanoma. He was shaving.
Yep.
And he noticed a mole on his face, and he called my mom in and said, "Have you noticed this mole?" You see, I went to the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. I got all these things that froze off. They're about to hopefully fall off. But I go now because of this early detection, right?
Same thing.
So, but he got it, and he couldn't get an appointment for 2 months. He finally got in, and they told him, "Had you waited 2 more weeks, you'd be at stage 3 or 4, and you'd been dead in a year." So the person at the front desk might have saved your life by getting you in that day rather than waiting
until
maybe the next appointment could have come
up. But see, your dad, I'm going to defend him a little bit. We get nervous about saying we're special.
Yeah.
And we're not saying we're special,
no.
But I want to see somebody.
Well, speaking of nervous.
Uh-huh.
What is it when you get the news? They call you on the telephone, or do you go in and see the doctor at that point in time? How does that work?
They call me.
Okay. What's that phone call like?
The phone call is, you're just in a zone then.
Right.
Because the person said, it was a doctor. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mr. Erner, do you have a particular surgeon that you would like to use? Mickey.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had heard one name of a friend of mine who had used a person in Greenville, and she liked her very much, and that's who I got.
Yeah.
And but
so you shifted quickly into finding a surgeon mode.
Oh, two weeks. Oh, yeah, I did.
Because when you mentioned to me during one of the breaks, like, early detection is so important because everybody feels this won't happen to me.
Exactly.
It's happened to somebody. It happened to you.
No, it's happening right now.
You didn't think you'd get a phone call saying you have cancer.
No.
All right. So is it anxiety for 2 weeks before leading up to the surgery? Did you know, by the way, did you know the surgery was successful? How long was that process?
That wasn't very long.
Okay.
That wasn't very long. And then you get assigned to a person that deals with cancer all the time. An
right.
oncologist.
Oncologist.
And I had a wonderful oncologist who walked me through this. I was able to only do radiation okay. with this particular cancer, and I was very grateful. And he did say one thing. He said, the likelihood of it coming back is pretty great. And I said, well, how would I know? And he said, you will know by regular checkups.
Right.
And so he said, it's not rocket science. Right. He said, but you, some of that is on you. Well, the other cancer was not breast cancer, and it was, but it was intravitreal.
Right.
So that I did have chemo.
Right.
But with that said, I cannot tell you, and I know other cancer survivors will tell you this. There are people out there that fight this tooth and nail, as I said earlier, but they're champions.
Oh, yes.
They're brave.
Well, that's one of my questions to you is, did even though it's a different type of cancer, did your experience of being cancer once, did that give you hope, or did you know what you're going through? And you didn't go to chemo the first time, you did the second time, obviously, you said. But, like, what is it having a second time? Are you more prepared to fight, knowing that you beat it once?
You're more prepared mentally.
Mm-hmm. Physically is a different deal, though.
Yes.
And was it 10 years later, 50, 12 years later? How long were we talking about?
Eight.
8 years later. Right.
But I will tell you, I just sound so schmaltzy when I say this, but you're in chemo. Let's just use chemo. You sit with people who are much worse than you because
yeah.
they've been there four times.
Yeah, yeah.
They have been there longer. And so you put yourself, you realize you're with people who have waged wars before.
Right.
And I know this is going to be for me, but there's angels among you.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I ask your dad about that.
Well, the thing is, people pray for you and you feel that. And the other thing is that
totally.
In a medical situation, somebody's always got it worse than you do.
Oh.
And so they deserve those prayers too.
And that's what you say.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
And you believe it. It's not just words.
Let me ask you. So you're a mother and a grandmother.
I am.
Three kids. How many grandkids?
I have seven.
Okay. How, because you're still a nurturer and you want to take care of your kids, take care of your grandkids and all this stuff, but how is the transition of you're looking out for them and now all of a sudden they look out for you? And how do you tell grandkids and kids and husband, like, how does that work?
Well, Joe was wonderful, but I really didn't talk about that much. I'm sort of like that.
Right.
I know you don't believe it because I'm on radio and I'm
talking. No, we asked you to. We had the fortune to do it. We had to pay a lot of money to come out here and do
but,
this. No.
But you need a Kathleen and a Dabo
right.
to be champions of this so that it makes it puts it on a screen much bigger than I could ever put it on.
Right.
But in my own family, if you ask me, you know, I sometimes wanted to act like it never happened.
Yeah.
And there's something to be, there's another argument that's not why.
Because you got to be strong.
Well, you got to be strong, and then you want to make that your persona.
Sure, sure.
Because
they're already worried about you.
They are. That's right.
Right.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah. My grandmother told, I'd love to tell this story. My grandmother grew up in Northern Ireland in World War II. She married my granddad, came over. The toughest lady I've ever met in my life, mm-hmm. right? She lost my grandfather, and I was in the second car in the funeral. My sister's in the first car with her four kids at the time. Anyway, my grandmother looks at everybody, and we believe this thing that you're strong, right? And my grandmother says, I better not see one tear in this family. Dry it up. We're going to be strong at this thing. It's like, but that, you know, but as a mom, you're trying to be strong for your kids,
yeah.
your grandkids.
Yeah. And as I said, you sometimes don't want it to be, you want to be more, you want to be more than that particular event.
Sure. Well, you can be that now as a survivor.
Oh, I
so
can.
Do you talk to, have you consulted, can you mentor, can you, I mean, because you are a role model for someone who wants to be able to do the same thing and beat it.
I do, and I want my children to go check.
Sure.
And I don't want them to be 45 and not have checked.
Yeah.
I don't want to be those
I have, for the last month, over the last 23 days, actually, we have talked about early detection. But it's more powerful if it comes from you. That you survived it. So tell us about why that and how and just encourage
it is a must.
Yeah.
Mickey, there it is the option that you have as a possible survivor
yeah.
that's right there for you to seize it.
Yeah.
And it's like the story you told me earlier, the person that had new to the area, and the doctor had said it would be 6 weeks. Fine, go somewhere else. Go to that hospital over there. Yeah.
That mobile mammography unit we're raising money for.
It's marvelous.
I had a lady, this has been 5 or 6 years ago, tell me that without that coming to her neighborhood, she would not have had access.
There you go.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
So we don't mind trying to raise money for that.
No. It's the greatest thing, and it's up to date, and it's modern, and it goes places, and it does pull people out, Mickey, that wouldn't do it.
Well, the awareness of it, there's nothing like creating awareness than that great, big, huge unit out there in public like that. Because you see it, and it's out there.
The other thing, you need to be the person, the first person that goes.
Yeah.
Because if you're the first person, another person's going to see that.
Right.
And they're going to go.
Yeah. Which is what you've done today.
Oh.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Well, but, I mean, again, it's something for all of us to come here and bump our gums about. But for someone who's been through it, done it, and can give us that advice and give us that experience.
Well, look at you. You responded to your father in a way.
Yeah.
You went to the dermatologist immediately.
Yeah.
So respond, people. Just respond.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I can't thank you enough for being with us.
Thank you so much for asking me.
And I'm glad that we're not talking to, because you had the great fight in you, that I'm not asking Jackson to talk about losing his mom and talking about losing all the grandkids and all this kind of stuff, that you actually did it when you did it and you fought it and you won.
I won.
And you're inspiring.
I won. And I hope I keep on winning.
Well, you will.
I will, for sure. I will.
Ms. Kathy Turner, thank you so much
for
all that. And we're going to take a short break. Jackson's going to join me next. Will he do as good as you? On the radio?
Oh, he'll do better.
You set the bar way, way high. So.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. I'll tell you what's going on at Eggs Up Grill in the final segment when you return right after this.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan, the guarantee is finally here from TopDressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loan that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit TopDressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at TopDressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit TopDressing.com.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep their pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
At ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products. than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. ATV Outfitters, located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowcountryMale.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of a Thursday show on what's warming up here in beautiful Seneca Eggs Up Grill, where there are 74,579 eggs as I bring in Katie Riggs and Jackson Turner. Good morning, man. How y'all doing?
Morning. Good. Doing pretty good.
A little chilly. Awesome. Now, I was asking, Darby was telling me on the egg count at Clemson, we're at 750,000, he said. Is that right?
That's right.
Yep.
Will we, what numbers do we celebrate? Is there a big deal for number one? Is a
we
big
do
deal?
Quarter million, like 250,000, okay. 500,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just had a big one at Clemson then?
We did, and we had a big one at Greenwood. We're at 500,000.
All right. When will we break a million at Clemson if we had to project?
Ooh.
That's a lot of math involved.
Yeah.
That's a lot of math involved.
Probably next year. All right. We've been open 4 years.
All right. So I want to be the millionth one.
Yeah.
Can we set that up?
We'll call
you. I got you.
We'll call you.
I'm going to text you.
All right. Yeah. I want to have the 1 millionth one through all that. I probably had my fair share of over there at Clemson, too. And by the way, last time we were there, the food was awesome, and my family enjoyed it. We ate it for days. My kids ate the donuts, the caramel crunch donuts. Oh, man. I was a good dad that day. I told them, remember me on Father's Day. So that was really cool. Katie, you're in charge of catering here, and we've been pushing a lot of catering, and Jackson and Darby were telling me it's going good. Everything's well?
It is. It's going great. A lot of people don't know that we do catering.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do delivery and pickup.
Even for tailgating?
Yes.
See, that's cool.
I do. I park down the street, and I will wagon my food up to the tailgate lights.
People don't know. I saw you wagoning at 6 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
You're wagoning around, which is really, really cool. All right, tell me this. How does the catering work? First of all, I'm thinking universities, we push that. We push coaches for your teams and box lunches and pregame meals and postgames, and it's breakfast and it's brunch. It's a lot out there. But how does it work? How do people know to go about doing it?
Yeah, sure. So they can go on EasyCater, order from there, and it goes straight to our stores. It'll choose the closest store to you and just automatically put it in that one. Or they can go to eggsupgrill.com and choose their location there, and it'll send it to our proper store. They could call the store and get my phone number. Each store has my card and number on hand that they can give out.
I love it. I think that's awesome. And I think that you think about a meeting. I'll talk about this in your ads. A meeting that's a big deal to someone. And I know you see it all the time. Medical sales reps got a big meeting with these doctors, and they're worried about the presentation. The one thing they shouldn't worry about is the catering part of it. You can
Absolutely.
Take that whole thing, all that worry away from them, right?
Absolutely, I do. I go in, set up all that. Probably 10 times a week, I will set up for a medical rep at a doctor's office, dentist office, even vets.
And you get the repeat customer.
Absolutely.
Come back over and over and over.
Absolutely.
See, I think that's the best advertiser you can have is that the people who are doing it that often know who to call
yeah.
now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. They trust us.
Yeah, very cool. How'd y'all come up with this, Jackson? Catering's big in the restaurant business anyway. Did you know it's going to work, breakfast and brunch? Did you know this is going to be as big a deal as it's been?
Well, when we got into it 4 years ago, Eggs Up was starting to push catering.
Right.
And Katie can comment to this, but the last couple of years, it's been a big, big deal for Eggs Up. And you know, we've got great food.
Yeah.
But they've really redone the packaging and how we deliver it now.
Right.
And it's just it really is a good product to have if you have like a meeting in the morning or, you know, you want to feed a team before they go play. I mean, we've done a lot of teams that play Clemson.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they'll order from us.
And Clemson coaches, too. I know we got a couple of sports out there that you're constant. They're always kind of calling and doing that. Well, it makes it easy. You know, the coaches are worried about a lot of the other things, too. And those directive operations guys, they're worried about a lot of things.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the meal part of it.
No, not at all.
How big is it, like, to have the hospital this close, to have the university here? Katie, is that a big part of what you guys are doing? So many medical and so many, you know, university-type functions, that would seem to be a natural fit.
Yep, three times this week I've gone to Prisma. And then I know Clemson is – their university is always ordering.
Yeah.
But we're approved, so that anybody can order through us. It could be, you know, the biochemistry building. It could be sports. Yeah. It could be anybody. Yep.
See, I think the difference in you and me, when I show up somewhere, they're like, oh, there's that guy again. When you show up with that food, like, you're popular.
They love,
you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you light up the room when they bring all that in. That's really cool there. Now, as far as the tailgating goes, it's probably best for them to pick it up. Can they pick it up at either location?
They can. Yeah, sure. They can put it in for Seneca or Clemson, whichever they're passing on the way there. But I truly don't mind delivering it. I can get into the lots as if it's a noon game, as long as it's before around 9 a.m.
Okay.
After 9 a.m., there's really no getting through there. I mean, I try, and I have. I've done it. I'm not going to give up.
Katie's not taking no for an answer. I like
no,
that,
I
right?
don't.
No, she does.
That's the best kind of manager
but
to have.
We can get it ready for you to pick up too, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
If you're coming into a game and you want whatever you want.
Yeah. How far in advance, say Clemson Duke game next Saturday, it's a noon game.
Mm-hmm.
How far in advance they need to let you know in order to make sure
the day before.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Online or call in and do that.
Anything.
Well, that's
great. Up to three. I mean, they have 3 hours notice. So
if they let you pick the game times, what's the best time for you?
I like the noon games.
Do you really?
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
I like it getting in and getting out of all that. So take care of the tailgate, because that's another one. You think about it, like, as a fan, tailgating has become a big deal.
Huge.
It's huge. A social status, too. Like, if I get Eggs Up Grill at my tailgate, I might be a little more popular tailgater.
I think so.
People would come, actually want to come to my tailgate and see me through.
Absolutely. That. Goes well with the mimosas.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell me this. You guys did a great dining out with Mom today, and then also the proceeds for this. We talked to you last time, and I know your dad's talked about this forever, but philanthropic causes are big to what you guys are doing.
We do. Like I said, dine out with Mom. This for y'all.
Yeah.
You know, our Wendy's, we do a big push with adoption, Dave Thomas Foundation. So, it's a big deal for us. It means a lot.
I'm still fascinated by his story and how philanthropic he was and the whole adoption stuff, too.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
He really has changed the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's been gone 25 years, but just his legacy has changed the game in adoption.
Yeah. But now his daughter is still continuing.
Still there. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
We had her on.
Yeah.
She's
yeah,
awesome.
Quack and Ben had her on, right?
Looks just like what Wendy's.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, tell me one more time then. If they want to get in touch with you the day before, so even up to next Friday, because, you know, sometimes you can't get a right answer. Are y'all coming on Saturday or not? I need to know who all's coming. What you're telling me, Katie, is they can call even up to next Friday or go to the website next Friday.
Yes, it's call before we close on Friday.
Yeah.
Or go on the website, put in the order, and your email or phone number will be on there,
right,
and I'll be able to contact you to get all the details straight.
The most popular items that you're catering right now, breakfast and brunch and lunch, what are people getting?
Honestly,
right now?
People for the noon games, they go to tailgate so early that they're getting our classic breakfast buffet or the griddle buffet, which is French toast, eggs, meat. Yes,
awesome.
They love
it. EggsUpGrill.com. Check that out. Easy Cater. Check that out. Call these good folks, and they'll take care of you. I appreciate you having us. She was here bright and early this morning. Dark and early.
She's awesome.
Yeah,
she's
awesome. As a business owner, she did a
great job on the radio. She did.
Now, were you nervous?
Just a tad.
No! How long? You're not nervous now, though.
No, I'm all right now.
How long did it take to get over the nervousness?
When you forced me to talk.
Okay. I told you, but did I tell you?
Yeah.
And next time you'll be able to do it. So we need to do it again for sure. And we appreciate you guys having us out.
It's absolutely.
Nice.
Thank you.
To come out for sure. And I enjoyed your mom, Jackson. She did tell me you're the favorite child. So.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Off the air. She didn't mention that.
I thought my younger brother was
No. She said you're the best one through all that.
Yes. Good stuff. I hope they're listening.
They are. If not, we can rub their nose and all that too. So she may or may not have said that. That might be true to my future. Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
And having us out here today. It's really cool. Katie Riggs and Jackson Turner here at Eggs Up Grill. Good folks doing a great job for you. We've enjoyed this, man. It's been an awful lot of fun. I just found out that I'm going to be able to take my son to the Savannah Bananas game tonight in Clemson. So that's going to be a good night for us. I can't wait to tell you. It is my very first Savannah Bananas game. So I'm looking forward to the experience. And so tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, Friday, we'll be back in the studios. And tune in tomorrow, and I'll be able to tell you what it's like. As I bring in Will Clanton here for 2-Minute Drill and Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, 292-3001, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes. Will, did you do the bananas the last time, or are you doing the bananas tonight?
I did not. I actually had the – I was lucky enough to see them in Savannah before they were a big thing.
Really?
Yeah. I did not appreciate the experience as much as I probably should have, but no, I did not.
How long ago was this?
Before COVID.
Did you know it was going to be like this? Could you sense this? Did you have a great business sense about you that this thing was going to work?
No, I would have gotten in at the, I would have invested, but, I thought it was more of a novelty. I had a good time, but I never thought that other people would appreciate it as much as they do now. I mean, it's sweeping everyone worldwide. It's kind of crazy.
All right, I've got a great 2-minute drill for you. So skip the music, buddy. What do you have here on a rare Thursday appearance from Will Clanton?
Speaking of the Savannah Bananas, if you're unable to make the game tonight, you can watch the live stream on their YouTube channel, the Savannah Bananas YouTube channel. Outside of that, we've got one game, college football tonight. It is just a huge matchup between two 1-6 teams in the Sun Belt, South Alabama and Georgia State. It's going to be two screens for me tonight. Guarantee it.
I love it. It's going to be good. Can't wait for that one. Now, my 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@Newton.com. For all your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. They can help you out. Any of your real estate needs in the area, they'll do, and they'll do a tremendous job for you. It's EricNewton.com, the very best in the business there in Clemson, and a full-service real estate company for you there. So my 2-minute drill is, I know it's an open day that Clemson's going to allow us to do this because I know it's October the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, but I'm going to spend the next 3 days at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. I can't wait to see Coach Backage and the Tigers, learn more about this team, because tonight's Savannah Bananas. Now, tomorrow I'm taking my son Drake. He's going over to the batting practice, the Halloween batting practice that they're having for kids. We've registered for that, 6 to 12-year-olds. If you want to come by and do that, you got to wear a costume, but you go to ClemsonTigers.com to learn more about that. And then on Saturday, we're going to spend time over watching Clemson and Alabama. And the exhibition there, the fall exhibition series through all that. So a big weekend for baseball. The World Series starts on Friday night as well. So we had Friday and Saturday baseball. But I'm going to get over to Doug Kingsmore. I can't wait. I love Clemson baseball. I love Eric Backich. And I just can't wait to get out and see this team, see the Bananas, see my son take batting practice there and with all the players and see all their costumes and all that. It should be an absolute blast. Really cool stuff. All right, let me thank a bunch of folks. Will Clanton, terrific job. You're not with me tomorrow. Is Morgan Thomas with me tomorrow in studio?
You'll get Morgan Thomas tomorrow, yes, sir.
All right, I'll be with you on Monday, and it won't be a Clemson football loss this weekend.
Thank goodness.
So that'll be a much better show there. Let me thank the great folks here at Eggs Up Grill, Katie and Darby and Jackson. And let me thank Ms. Turner, Kathy Turner, for coming on, 2-time cancer survivor, for sharing her story. And all those that came by, donated. Remember, T4T, text that to 53555 and give to this great cause. Up next to my favorite people, John and Faxon. Have a great day. Most important tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Have you forgotten?
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports. All the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina.
Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper.
Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News.
And Mark Sturgis from ESPN Upstate.
Straight Up Sports is about the stories.
Just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved.
Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation?